You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Ravens Weekly, and finally I can stop my terrible gags about us being close to episode 100, because episode 100 is here!
Whee!
Woo! I was expecting a better response than that. But
anyway. Gosh, you're going to put some sound effects in afterwards, aren't
we? Can we have some canned laughter and applause, please, there? Fantastic to
for every episode we've recorded so far.
I think people start tuning out at that point. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us and for your support. We wouldn't have got to episode 100 without all of you, so big pat on the back for all of you. Thank you so much for your support and your continual putting up with myself and Jeff. It's been great to be with you every week. Joined by Jeff, as always. Jeff, how are we doing this week?
Very well, thank you.
And you and I, Jeff, to mark episode 100, are here for the next couple of minutes, basically.
Not even that, hopefully. Obviously, we thought episode 100, special, what do we do? Do we get together all the best bits from previous episodes? Obviously, that wouldn't have been that long. I think 5 minutes we got there. So, yeah, we thought, what a better opportunity, I suppose, to celebrate something different, Matt.
Absolutely, and that being International Women's Day, which of course took place earlier this week. And actually, as a football club, it's been more like International Women's Week for us, hasn't it? We've done a lot of things to celebrate and promote the opportunities that we provide for women and girls.
Definitely, yeah, and I think timing-wise, you know, you look at everyone that we've brought on recently, you know, into Charlotte, our new head of marketing, Andrea, on the community side of things, leading on women's and girls development.
Megan as well.
Yeah, so many, and... Who else to do the best job possible of highlighting all of that and sharing all of that than themselves?
Just before we get onto that, though, there is the small matter of a footballing topic, and that is that we are potentially a couple of games away from Wembley if all goes well.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I don't know. Two games.
Maybe I've jinxed it. I said
starting
the double
Saturday.
I shouldn't have said that,
honestly,
should I?
Honestly, Solihull Moors.
Can I just put out there that I accept no legal responsibility if
you touch me? We're touching wood.
But really looking forward to it, Jeff. It is the small matter of a visit from informed Solihull Moors side, who of course we hosted here back in January. So, yes, a potentially tough game ahead, but full belief in the boys to go and get the job done.
100%. Yeah, you've got to beat the best teams to get to the final at the end of the day. So, yeah, like you say, Matt, I know. We obviously talked about the draw and that, was it? Was going to be need a market
it was
over.
Going to be need a market.
Yeah, then they managed to get that wrong. But yeah, no easy games, like you say, Matt. And I think looking from the boys' training and how they've prepared for this week, it's been as top heavy as normal.
And to add into that mix, we are not allowed to say anything just yet due to the time this podcast is going to go out, but there will be a new signing announced at 5 o'clock today, so do keep your eyes peeled on our socials, on our website for that one. Some exciting news ahead of the game tomorrow. Really looking forward to that.
Broomfield.
Oh yes,
Broomfield's opening Saturday the 2nd. Again, interesting date regardless of fixture. We could be home to Altrincham, or it could be the semi-final of the FA Trophy. Imagine that. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but just...
Yeah. By the way, how good does it look?
I think season ticket holders have been sent an email now. I think they're getting an exclusive preview beforehand. They're doing one of the nights, I think, with the players and stuff. So that's going to be brilliant. So keep a lookout for your mailbox for the email. But yeah, another packed week, packed fortnight of activities. It's been brilliant. Hopefully it's all going to crescendo on Saturday with our game against Solihull Moors, and we have a really good crowd, and yeah, hope you get that one step closer to Wembley.
Tickets still available. Get them at bromleyfc.tv. Don't forget to get on down and support the boys. And I think, Jeff, that's it from you and me until next week, where we've got the small matter of a visit from Wrexham to look ahead to. So thank you all so much for listening to us.
And who are we handing over to?
This
got the
is
intros.
This is. We need some intro music here, don't we? Like a little bit of a, you know.
Okay, Josh will sort something out.
Yeah, Josh will do the sound effects. If it doesn't happen, it's Josh's fault, basically. So we're delighted to have hosting the rest of this podcast, Charlotte Richardson, our new marketing manager, and Andrea Ellis, our new community football development officer for women and girls. They've both joined the team in recent weeks, and this is kind of an initiation for them, hosting part of this podcast, or a vast majority of this podcast, actually. So that's it from me. That's it from Jeff. Thank you for listening to us. Now it's over to Andrea and Charlotte.
Andrea, it's so good to be taking over the Ravens weekly podcast to celebrate all things women and girls football. Obviously, it was International Women's Day on Tuesday, but I know in your role as Women and Girls Development Officer here at the football club, we've had a whole lot of activity going on all week. What's been happening?
Well, yeah, it's definitely been a great week to come in and start my new role. We've had lots of events going on. We've had lots of coverage over social media when we've done lots of pen portraits of all the different types of women that are working within the club. I think we had about 11 women in total. On Tuesday, that was actually International Women's Day, so we were celebrating that. And Wednesday, we had over 120 girls across two primary schools in Bromley taking part in the Let Girls Play event, which we'll talk about a little bit more later. And we've got lots of other activities, like we've been doing obviously this podcast, and we've also got in the programme at the end of the week for the Solihull Moors game a whole roundup of all the events that we've had going on.
That's amazing. I can't wait to find out a little bit more about particularly that Let Girls Play event, which I know was a nationwide initiative breaking down even more barriers. And of course, we're inviting players from the Kent Women and Girls League to come to the match on Saturday for free as well. So that's another incentive that the football club is putting on. But taking it back to the very start, really, why is International Women's Day important, do you think? Because for me, I have my own take on it, but I wondered, why do you think it's significant?
Well, this year's theme was Break the Bias. And I think what's really important is from a positive side, is that International Women's Day really gives us an opportunity to promote those women that are role models to other women out there. So, for example, obviously working in a football club, most people see that as a male-dominated environment. And, you know, the old adage of you can only be it if you can see it rings so true, because how do you know you can be a coach, a female coach in the game? How do you know that you can be working in marketing in football? You can only do that if you actually see someone else doing it. And that actually is, for me, the biggest thing about International Women's Day, is just giving an opportunity to showcase how women are in the football environment or other environments that are male dominated. And yeah, so it's just a really good opportunity to showcase that whatever you want to do, whatever you aspire to, you can achieve that. Have a look at the role models around you, and it's definitely achievable.
I think it's really important to highlight International Women's Day. It's a global event, it's a global celebration, and it's about taking that initiative and applying it in a localised way, which is obviously what the football club has been doing this week. There is sometimes a bit of stigma around it. You know, I get challenged quite a lot, oh, International Women's Day, when's there an International Men's Day, and so on. And I know for some people, they don't see the importance of it, they don't understand. But for me, it is taking that opportunity. It's dedicating a day, it's dedicating a week to put some more focus. And as you mentioned, visibility as well. And what I've noticed is when such activities like the interviews and the visibility increases, for men in particular, they get an understanding of a perspective that they've never really encountered before. And you hear a lot of people say about their daughters, nieces, and so on. And it's important, isn't it, to have that awareness of the women in your life. But also, just I think as a human being, to try and make the world a better place, you have to understand what it's like to be in different people's shoes. And as a woman in football, sometimes it can be quite intimidating, it can be quite isolating. And for me, it's always been really important to have male allies. I know the focus this year has been on breaking the bias. And I think in particular for a lot of men, it's taken them by surprise, the stories and the incidents and the encounters that women and girls face just trying to play and enjoy football.
Absolutely. At the Let Girls Play event, we actually had Louis Dennis from the men's first team, come, and he was so adamant about wanting to do it. He was saying, you know, I've got a younger sister that plays football. It's so important for her. He's just obviously had a daughter as well himself. And as you said, the male allyship's so massive and can help promote and share the kind of the sort of understanding that, yes, this is the norm. You can have women in football. Women should have the same opportunities in football. So there's definitely a lot of men out there that are definitely saying, you know, you can do this, we can do this together, and all going for the same goal.
Well, if you're male, female, boy, girl, whatever, we're so glad that you're joining us for this episode of the podcast. And perhaps you were expecting lots of previews for the game on Saturday, but we are using this episode to share a spotlight, to open up about some of the issues that are going on, but also to celebrate, most importantly, which leads us on really nicely to the stories that were released this week around key figures across the football club. And we've got so many at Hayes Lane. But perhaps now we should turn to one of our academy players, Ellie Cole.
So can you tell me your role at Bromley?
Yeah, academy scholar and under-14s JPR coach.
Fantastic. Right. How long have you been involved in football?
12, 13 years.
And how did your football journey start?
Just started playing football in the park with my granddad and my dad. And then just joined a club from there, joined Crystal Palace. And then just really played from there every day.
Excellent. And sort of when did you come to Bromley?
When I was 16. I joined the academy programme and I've been here for 3 years now.
Cool. What experience have you had about being in football as a female?
When I was younger, not so positive because women's football was just starting to sort of become a thing. So like boys say, no, you can't play and stuff like that. But as I got older and the WSL started, it was more encouraging, and now everyone's pretty much fine with it. So it's a lot better now than it was when I was younger.
Cool. So do you think like here it's been a lot more sort of supportive?
Yeah, for sure. Especially at Bromley, like they really like to push the girls' side. So since I've come here, it's a lot more positive than when I was outside.
Cool. And what kind of message would you like to get over to anyone that was thinking about, women and girls that are thinking about getting into football?
Just get into it. The opportunities, especially as a girl now within football, is massive. Every club's looking for either female coaches or female players. So just get out there and do it and get into it.
Such an interesting story there about Ellie as an academy player. She's been with the club for a couple of years, and you know, and she's really another great example of a female who is making strides in the game. She's not only just a player at the academy, she's a coach. She got involved with our Let Girls Play event this week. And just another, like I said, an example of how those opportunities there for females within Bromley Football Club are there. And that, you know, she really wants to pursue her career and sees that as really achievable here at Bromley. So fantastic.
Do you know how happy it makes me to hear young women like Ellie, 18 years old, so motivated, so full of ambition, and being given the tools to shape her career in whichever direction she wants to take it. Often I'll get asked by people, how do you get into football? Because, you know, it is a really fun career and it's a very competitive one. And I always say, go out and do more. Go and get that volunteering experience. You know, make yourself really, you know, a part of the goings on at a football club, indispensable, so to speak. And I think there are so many opportunities, not only at clubs like Bromley Football Club, but grassroots clubs across this local area need volunteers desperately, whether they're coaches, whether they're, you know, putting out cones and jobs like that. They're so meaningful and so important, and people like Ellie are such fantastic role models, and she in turn will be inspiring not only people like us around her, but young players at our football club as well. And it's just really puts a big smile on my face to know that we've got these pathways going on, and the sky is truly the limit.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a great pathway here for everyone. And just to go back, Charlotte, to talking about your volunteering, because, you know, 4 years ago I started volunteering by setting up a women's recreational football team for women aged over 30 in a sort of environment where I knew so many mums or older women wanted to step over the sideline. They were fed up with watching their kids play football. They wanted the same opportunities that they didn't have that at school when they were younger. So, you know, that voluntary role of coming in and setting up a team and being involved with the club, it's just been so advantageous to me, in the sense that I've just got so much from it, so many new friends, so many new experiences. And it's great to see some now, one of the bells, Bridget, she has now started coaching with me as well on a Saturday morning with the Wildcats. And it feels like the circle becomes complete. It really is great to see so many women involved in football.
Yeah, I think your story on its own is a really inspiring one for those joining us to listen in. You mentioned your journey started in volunteering, and recently, only in October I think it was, that you and I were part of an Eighth Wonder event. And for those that don't know about Eighth Wonder, it's a program that I run to support young women into volunteering and job opportunities, and Bromley kindly hosted it here, and we had 60 odd girls, and Andrea gave up her time to be a part of that, and we spoke, didn't we, because you were wanting to get into it full time, and I kept saying to you, go for it, push yourself out there. And as fate would have it, in the space of 2 weeks, we both start working at the same football club together. You've recently joined as Women and Girls Development Officer. So tell supporters about that role, and also how significant it is that Bromley, along with support from the National League, have funded such a post, because not every football club has a dedicated person as amazing as you.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've been here a few weeks, and as you said, as Women and Girls Development Officer, the first one for Bromley, that as a National League team, that's unheard of. I don't know any other National League teams that have got a Women and Girls Officer in a fixed...
Or any EFL clubs either.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's a full-time, with my sole purpose, to increase participation in women and for women and girls in football, but not just actually playing, but being involved in football from the sidelines as a coach, or even being involved in refereeing, or to get more women and girls into volunteering as well, and to just take the benefits from being involved in a sport. It's so good for your mental health, your physical health, which we obviously talk about a lot now. But yeah, I've had such a busy couple of weeks. I'll be going into some more schools, spreading the word to girls about how they can play football, how they can be involved in football. We've set up some after school provisions. I've done some coaching as well to in girls only sessions as well as mixed sessions. I'm obviously going to carry on with doing my Wildcats coaching as well. So lots and lots of different things we've got. Lots of ideas to promote women and girls. We've obviously got the Women's Euros in June and July this year, which is going to be enormous. Women and girls football is just absolutely taking off at the moment. People are talking about it all the time. So it's a massive statement from the club and the Community Sports Trust to employ me. And I'm really, really enjoying my role and getting out there and meeting so many different people and being able to spread the word to say that, you know, football, whichever part of it, is something that you can join in with and you can be part of.
Well, you've got a lot on your plate, and so have I on the subject of plates. Obviously, I started this week. What a week to join the football club as head of marketing. So my primary focus is on a very exciting development in the Glenbeverley Stand. We're opening up Broomfields on the 2nd of April, a new bar and kitchen. So that has been keeping me very, very busy, but I'm loving absolutely every moment of it. And I'm loving just being around so many enthusiastic, motivated people, which leads us nicely onto our next interview with another incredible woman at Bromley FC. And that is Fran, who works with the first team as a sports therapist.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your role in football?
So I'm basically the soft tissue therapist for the first team at Bromley, but I'm also an academy tutor. So I teach the BTEC coaching diploma. I can't think that's what it's called. I have involvement with the first team and the academy, so I go across the spectrum at the club. But obviously mostly my first team work obviously comes from the academy.
And how long have you been involved with the club?
I have been here 18 months, maybe a bit longer. Started after lockdown 2020.
And so many lockdowns.
The first one.
Right, so how have you found your experience in Bromley as a female?
I've had a really positive experience, to be honest. I really enjoy working here, hence the reason I'm here so long. But yeah, I've built up a good rapport with the players. I think it's just when you're professional and you're good at your job, I suppose, it just is second nature to you. So, but yeah, obviously this season's been a lot different, obviously working with a new physio, but I've worked with Puss in the past, so we have a good relationship. And yeah, I've managed to collect a few more females along the way to come and work with us.
That's brilliant. We love having females. If there are any women out there that were listening to this and you wanted to give them some advice and they thought, I can't actually work in a football club as a female, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would go in with an open mind, but also, if you're nervous about working in a male-dominated environment, then I would contact a female who is working within that club or within that sector, and maybe say, can I work alongside you? Just get a feel for how that other person works, how the changing room works. I mean, the changing room is a mental place. So take it as it comes, but I think you have to be quite open-minded. Try not to take offence to things. Obviously, men are different to women, aren't they? But yeah, I think open-minded. Obviously, concentrate on what you want to do. Be as professional as you can. That's probably the best aspect.
And would you say it's achievable being a female and working in a...
Yeah, I definitely think it's achievable. I think now more and more females are working within football clubs. I mean, when I first started in football, I was like the token female, like, you're at this club and you've been at this club. Like, it's a little bit like that in non-league anyway, because the lower leagues you go, everyone seems to know everyone, and that's how you get your jobs. But yeah, definitely now, like, we have a lot of female interns now, whereas before it was all male,
Great to hear from Fran there. And I think Fran, out of all of the females involved in the football club, is exposed to probably kind of the most emotional and raw working environment. When the boys go out there looking to get 3 points, the emotions of all of that. So it was really interesting to get her insight into how she supports the players and what it's like, and some really good encouragement and advice, I think, to sometimes just reach out to another woman in football and buddy up, and then you have like a colleague that can support you in that environment as well, which I thought was really valuable advice.
Yeah, definitely. Just like we were talking about male allyship earlier on, exactly the same with women, and the role that women can have in mentoring other people is really beneficial to both the mentor and the mentee as well. So another example there of, you know, how we're able to adapt to the situation, how we're able to access the situation, you know, and access football. So really, really good stuff there from Fran. Yeah, really interesting insight into her role in the club.
Yeah, they are a fantastic series of our stories, which you can find on the Bromley FC website, as well as across our social media channels as well. And I'd really encourage you to go and have a read up and learn a bit more about what goes on a day-to-day basis at the football club and the women that are holding it all up, which is fantastic. Now let's move on to this Let's Girls Play event, because the future of girls football, as you've alluded to already, is really bright. It's really exciting. This was a nationwide initiative on Wednesday to make sure that every girl in school has equal access to football by 2024. It kind of sounds crazy that that's still a thing, but for me, I remember being sent home from school. I got in trouble for playing football. I had a dinner lady tell me I couldn't play because I was a girl. So we've made some strides. There's more to do. But from what you've told me already, it was a huge success.
Oh, absolutely. What a great day it was. The weather was fantastic. The sun definitely shone on us. And as you were saying there, Charlotte, the Let Girls Play is an initiative that's set up with the England FA and supported with Barclays Football. And the aim of that is that every girl in school, whether it be primary or secondary, has got equal access to football by 2024, so just in a mere 2 years. It's just to make sure that everyone has equal access and that girls have the same opportunities as the boys to play football. So it was great to see these girls play football. We went to St Mark's in Bromley and our friend St James as well in Petswood. And in total, we had 120 girls take part in the events. And it was absolutely fantastic. They had some ball mastery skills and we played some games. And then we ended up, of course, playing a match at the end with lots of goals to celebrate. So it was an absolutely brilliant event. What I found really moving was at the beginning, we asked them, anyone like football? And a few of them were a little bit hesitant. And then by the end, they were just running and jumping about saying they loved it. The feeling when they scored a goal was like walking sky high on a cloud. They were just absolutely elated when they were playing the game. So we talked about that a lot. We had loads of people as well coming to support us. So that was really good. We had quite a few players as well. So a really, really good event, and hopefully that's given them the bug for them to realise actually that's achievable, that's something that I can do. And yeah, so it's really, really great to see so many girls getting an opportunity to play football and just to enjoy themselves.
Two key words I always come back to on the theme of working in football, participating in football, is equal opportunity. That is what it's all about. And as you mentioned, there were plenty of guests. It was fantastic to have Sophie from the ladies team and Louis from the men's team. And we got to speak to several other people at the event as well.
Okay, so what have you been up to today?
We've just been going out to loads of different primary schools, two schools today, St Mark's and this one here, just getting loads of girls in playing football, so no, it's been enjoyable.
Why is it so important that girls get into football from a young age, in your opinion, or have the opportunity?
You know, when a lot of us girls that are here today, when we was growing up, we didn't have these sort of opportunities, so it's good for these girls to be able to have these opportunities and see there's role models like me and Soph and Andrea, loads of different people that they can aspire to be like, so no, it's good.
And what would be your message to girls wanting to get into football?
Just get down and get involved in it. Find a club, find someone to play with. Like all of these girls here, they're making loads of friends. Bring your friends and just do it, because it'll be the best thing you need to get involved in football.
Yeah, so I'm really happy to be here today. See all the girls out playing football. It's so, so important that women know that they can, and young girls can access football in so many different ways, not just playing, but whether that's coaching, whether that's working within football. So I'm really happy that I could be a part of this today. And also for like young girls and just young people to be out away from their phones, fresh air. It's very like healthy for the mind that they're out here playing today. So yeah, really good day.
Why is it so important like that girls have access to football at this age?
I just feel like girls and boys, they both have the same emotions, the same, you know, competitive nature. So yeah, and like it's just so lovely seeing them out just enjoying themselves. It's freedom. It's great for their health and to be healthy. So yeah, it's just so important.
You nearly got taken out by a football then, and
yeah,
one of the kids.
It's competitive.
How are you enjoying today? Like, how's it going?
I've had such a good day, honestly.
Oh, and again.
We're in the middle of the pitch. Yeah, no, I've had a really good day. To see just two groups really enjoying themselves, and yes, what more can you ask for, really?
So what have you been up to today?
Okay, so today we've been playing football at two local schools in Bromley and Petswood. We've had girls from the age of about 8 up until about 11, so year 3 up to year 6. We've enjoyed doing some technical bits and we've played some competitive games. Girls are amazing. I'm absolutely thrilled that there's so many young girls that are enjoying playing football at the age that they are. obviously they can see that the growth in women's football is amazing. It's not just men that they see now, so they can aspire to be a woman too. And I just feel like we need to encourage more and more girls to play football. I think it's incredible.
Why do you think it's so important that girls have the opportunity to get into football from such a young age?
Because it's not just an opportunity, but it's an option. I just think everyone should have the same option. So if guys can do it, then girls can do it. And ditto the same the other way around. And I think when I was younger, it was more of a male-dominant sport. And now it's just more equal. Like, there's no difference in a girl's capability to a boy's capability at the age of 8 years old, kicking a ball, and they all deserve to have that fun. I think it's great.
And what would be your message to girls wanting to get into football?
Keep playing. Work hard, play hard. So if you enjoy it, you've got a ball at home, you kick it around your garden, and then you go out into a cage or onto a football pitch and just have fun.
Yeah, it was great to hear there from Louis and Sophie about just how important events like these are. And we also had Harry Forster as well with us supporting the session, and we had the coach from the Bromley Ladies, Dave Poynting, as well coming along. And it was so good to see them being so involved and absolutely loving seeing the girls being involved and telling their stories about how it is important for you if you want to play football or be involved in football, then to go for it. Ellie Cole as well, as we spoke about earlier on, she came as well as a real role model to say, you know, this is what you can do. You can make a career out of football if you want to. If you don't want to, then your opportunity to play it recreationally is there. We've got lots of opportunities at Bromley to come along to Wildcats or our girls only sessions for all different ages and abilities. There's so many opportunities for girls to play football now and to have that equal opportunity as well.
There are so many opportunities. And for anyone listening who might want to signpost their mum, their sister, cousin, niece, friend, to what is going on here. Perhaps someone that might be listening to this and inspired to pick their boots up again or take up a coaching course. How can they get involved at Bromley FC?
So you can go to either of our websites. So Bromley FC have a website, and on there is a community page as well, which gives you details of all the different football that you can access, particularly for children. There's also Bromley Bells have their part of the website as well, and that's spelt B-E-L-L-E-S. So that's for women aged over 30. So if you're interested in playing football in a safe, non-judgmental environment, then that's the place for you. We have got social media, so we're across Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Bromley FC, and the Community Sports Trust as well, Bromley FC Trust. And yeah, so there's lots of information out there. We'll be having things in the Ravens Weekly, the Ravens Review rather, programme at the Solihull Moor game. And yeah, so lots of different opportunities really from girls, a complete pathway from age 5 to 60 plus. The oldest Belle that I have playing with me is 60. So it's, you know, it's great to see. It's a real eye opener to see so many women being involved.
And whilst we're celebrating International Women's Day and a week long events and activities, this is part of the football club week in, week out. Like you make the point, we have complete player pathways, we have recreational and competitive opportunities. And whilst 200 plus women and girls have played football in the last 7 days, we are going to carry on looking to smash those numbers week in, week out, and working as hard as we can to welcome even more people to the football club. It's a very, very exciting time to be involved here at Hayes Lane, isn't it?
Definitely. As you said, whatever you're interested in, whether it be recreational football or competitive football, there's an opportunity for you here. If you want to be involved in coaching as well, we quite often have coaches come down, or people that would like to be coaches come down and shadow us. And all of these people, if you want to find out more, please do email me. This is my role. This is what I'm here to do. And I want to give you, you know, as much information and opportunity to try out different things. If you're a woman or a girl, then please do contact me. My email address is on the website. And yeah, so it's just, that's great.
What are your final thoughts then before we hand the reins back over to Matt and Jeff?
My final thoughts. Well, I might lay down after this week, to be honest, because it's been so busy. But my final thoughts are, it's just been so heartening actually to see so many women and girls play football, not just, you know, the girls at the school the other day, but just going to training myself and seeing women enjoying and taking the benefits out of football and being part of a team. You know, when you do sport, you can do a sport individually, you can go to the gym, you can do that for 5 years, go to a yoga class and never speak to anyone that's next to you. But when you're part of a team, as you are when you're playing football, it just gives so many opportunities. It's not just about on the pitch, it's about a network of friends, it's about doors opening, doing different things, experiencing different things. So football just provides you with so much, you know, as I said before, good for physical and mental health. So it's just great that we've been able to celebrate all those amazing women out there, all those amazing girls out there that are really loving their football and loving being involved in football and are feeling, you know, that they can actually achieve what they would like to here at Bromley.
Yeah, it's been a really uplifting and energising week. And as I said a couple of minutes ago, it's only going to get bigger and better with the Euros being hosted here in this country, with more media coverage, sponsorship heightening as well. It's a really good time to get involved in the women and girls game. And I hope that during this podcast, we have inspired you to get more involved. It's been an absolute pleasure. I suppose we better hand back to the boys.
Yeah, we better hand back. Thanks very much, Charlotte.
No worries.
Hey, we're done. Get the beers in. Oh, wait, we're
back.
Recording.
We're back. Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, put the beer down. All right, not just yet.
All seriousness though, how brilliant was that, Matt?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really nice to see the effort that's been put into to recognising this day and recognising this week here at Bromley Football Club, and all of the things that Andrea and Charlotte spoke about. We're really, really proud of those, and on the community side for ourselves and what we provide, it's been a really key part of what we've done for the past few years, and we've really been able to progress opportunities for women and girls at Bromley Football Club.
Again,
we're immensely proud of it.
I think that's just part of the bigger picture here. We keep on talking about trying to tell our story a bit better, and we've got to constantly work better, and I think the fact that Charlotte's joining us as market manager is going to really help us. And like you say, Matt, a lot of that stuff is incredible, inspiring as it is. It's been happening for a long time, and it continues to happen on a weekly basis. And yeah, like I say, through podcast, through video, through audio, through everything, we just got to constantly keep doing a better job of telling the stories from within. And I think Andrea and Charlotte have done an absolutely fantastic job on that this week.
Yes, fair play to them, and it was a brilliant listen as well. Really enjoyed that. So I think this is going to be it for us now. We can go and have a beer. I think we're going to be back next week to preview Wrexham. So do join us for that one, episode 101, and what a big game to talk about in that one. In the meantime, like we said earlier on, get on down and support the boys in the FA Trophy quarterfinal against Solihull. It's sure to be a nerve-wracking day, whatever happens. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Jeff.
All.
Thank you to Charlotte. Thank you to Andrea. And we'll be back with you again very soon.
Yo,
take
boys.
Care, everyone.
Champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me.